Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Late, great. James Brown. You know, I remember something that I was talking about race relations earlier in the previous segment. By the way, it's just you and me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I forget about we're on the radio. I keep thinking we're just sitting here talking to each other. You know who I am. I know who you are. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the host of this show. You know that. Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I was talking about race relations in the previous segment. And I remember back in, I don't know when it was, late 60s, there was a lot of problems, a lot of racial tension, really a lot of problems in the 60s, especially, early 70s too. And James Brown, I'm trying to remember what happened, and I don't remember everything exactly. I just remember seeing him on television. And he was well known. He was considered to be a leader. And he said, I grew up. I think what he said was, I grew up and I was the janitor. I was a janitor of a radio station. And he said, today I own that radio station. He said, that's black power. I was so proud of him for that. That was a really important thing to say. It settled things down. It made an impression on people. I want to move over now, just trying not to give you too much whiplash. I want to move over to across the water, across the Atlantic, to Greece. You know, things are going on in Greece right now that are really we need to pay attention to here, out here on Main Street in America, because what's happening in Greece is probably going to affect us in some way, not in a straight line way, but in kind of a dotted line way, implications kind of way, not a direct impact way, but more of an implications kind of a way. For example, what if, in case you don't know, over the weekend the Greeks voted to reject the European Union's bailout requirements. You know, the Greeks have been, they've been bankrupt for 5 years, and instead of being allowed to go into bankruptcy, they really couldn't, because there's no, apparently in the Greece is part of the European Union, and I don't think, apparently there's no method in the union's documents to allow a country to go bankrupt. I'm pretty sure there's not one in the United States for a whole entire state to go bankrupt. Look out to California. You know, California could go, if it went bankrupt, I don't know what that would do, right? Well, same thing with in the EU with Greece. But it's been bankrupt since 2005. And the European Union keeps bailing it out, putting money in, and billions and billions and billions of euro, right? And one of the reasons why the Greeks have the problems that they have is because they have almost triple the amount of GDP going towards retirees that we do here in the United States. So a lot of people think that American young Americans pay a lot of money towards the retirees, right? The Social Security going to retirees, the young people are paying in. They think that's a lot of money that they're having to pay. Well, in Greece, it's almost triple what it is here in the United States. Unemployment is off the charts. Young unemployment, people who needs to be paying these taxes for the older people who are getting three times the retirement, their unemployment rate is like 50%. So they're not making any money themselves or paying taxes. So Greece has got a big, it's a sack of snakes. It's a horrible situation over there. Not only financially, but not only economically and financially, but also their culture. they're not like the Germans. They're not like America. They're not. They've gotten into a socialistic mindset over there, and they think that, you know, they don't have to work as hard, and consequently they retire at 50 or 56, way less than 60, and they've just voted to not put any austerity measures in, meaning let's wait longer to retire, let's retire when everybody else retires in the world. They voted against that. So now Greece is going to have to deal with whatever happens. I don't know if the European Union will blink and give them the money anyway, or if they'll hold out. And if they do, will Greece leave the European Union? See, so we got two issues here that we have to think about from a dotted line implication standpoint. Number one is, if Greece leaves the European Union, that could be a domino effect with countries like Portugal, Spain, and Italy. Could they leave? If there's a model to leave like Greece creates, maybe others would too, and that collapses the Union, the European Union, and that creates global financial issues. If Greece does in fact bankrupt and defaults, which they really fundamentally have, but if it becomes official, then you've got pressure on the European banking system, because they've already paid all this, they've loaned all this money that they may not get, that they're not going to get back. That creates a ripple through the financial sector, the banking industry, and the global banking industry. So those are some of the dotted line implications. A reason enough for you to follow what happens in Greece over the next week to 2 weeks. Pay attention. I'm Jim Blasingham, 29 After. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.